Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Philadelphia Phil, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Gonna sail away. We're gonna let it. And that big bright moon gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it. We won't regret it.
That's Jack Gummer on that dobro over there, by the way. Just so you all know where that fine slide's coming from. Jane is so in love with Julie. Julie's so in love with Jade. Jade has got it bad for yours truly. And I'm so in love with Jane. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of fun. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of love. Jane is loving Julie in the morning. Later, Julie's loving on Jane. Sunset, me and Jade, we're loving Julie. Me and Jade, Julie loving on Jane. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of fun. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of music be food of all your loving. All you lovers play along. Hearts beating in the moonlight. All you lovers sing along. Jane's mama don't know understand us. Julie's mom don't know what to say. Jade's grandma pretends she don't see us. But all our friends know we're okay. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of fun. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of love. It's little bit complicated. It's a whole lot of fun. It's little bit complicated. It's a whole lot of love. It's a whole lot of love.
Now we're going to talk to Danny Hargrove, who is singing a lot of songs, playing some great guitar, and playing some harmonica. Folks, we're only one person away from Phil. So we will get to, we're just building suspense here.
Lots of friends.
I read that you have a background in fighting.
Yes.
And you don't seem like a fighting type. I have, you know, warped notions of what it means to be a fighter. Are you not a brutal guy who likes to pound guys' heads into the mat?
After as many years of fighting as I have done, I think one of the things you learn is that there's always somebody stronger, somebody tougher, and, you know, it's just not worth it. You learn a discipline when you train yourself to fight over years and years and years that you don't need to fight. I can walk in anywhere and feel perfectly comfortable. And when all the young guys are getting, you know, their chest puffed out, I just sit coolly, and if they have a problem, I'll just assume buy them a beer because I got a lot more money than they do. So, you know, that's it. You just, it's a maturity that comes with being in the martial arts that many years.
Okay, so your background is in martial arts.
Yes.
Did you actually have a professional career? Do you mind
asking
me about
this? I did. I fought in the WKA for a little while, and I fought in a lot of other small things that usually when you... look at somebody who's going to deal with fighting. There's some main body of people who are going to be sponsoring the fights, like the World Karate Association or the Northeastern Sub-Tulsa Karate Association of North America. You know,
what would that
sometimes
acronym
they,
be?
The fight game, they make things up. So. But so, it got paid for them, so hey.
Did you reach a point where your body couldn't take it anymore?
Well, that's why I stopped eventually, and that's why I took up music, because my foot blew out. I've been doing Muay Thai for about 10 years. This is after my professional career and a lot of other roundabout things, and so I started doing Muay Thai, which is a lot more brutal than what I was doing before. And
what you call that Muay?
Muay Thai is Thai boxing, which you fight with your knees and elbows too, and it's a lot of fun and very brutal. When you're fighting when you're in your 40s, the young guys like 20, 25 don't understand what it means, that old grizzly muscle, that it's just tougher, and you're tougher, you know the dirty tricks, and
so
you make them pay.
Do your fighting days predate your parenting days?
They
I know
do.
You have your two daughters with
yes,
you here.
Yes, they do predate my parenting days. Although I used to take my oldest daughter to Golden Gloves. I used to help train some Golden Gloves fighters. I was too old to fight in Golden Gloves, which I really wanted to do, but helped train some Golden Gloves champs, and it was a lot of fun. So did some boxing too, but...
What brought you to music? Did that come to you later in life?
It did come to me later in life. I played flute in school, a la Paul Butterfield. So another famous harmonica player. Famous yet, but I love Paul Butterfield.
From Woodstock. I use that.
Yes. Yeah. And anyway, great player. So I like to claim that heritage as a flute playing harmonicist. I did that. And then I think my band director thought I was a little too big to be in the front row with the flute players as a 6'3" guy with all the 5'4" people. So I got moved around. I played percussion, and I played tuba and baritone, and played saxophone for a while, and lots of different things. So.
Now she called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. Now she called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. Baby caught the kitty, she bought me a mule to ride. I rode off right along behind. I got to have that hard-headed woman of mine. My baby's so long, Lord Almighty, she's tall. My baby's so long, Lord Almighty, she's tall. Baby's so big, she's so big and tall. Sleeps with her head in the kitchen, her feet out in the hall. I got to have that hard-headed woman of mine. Now I love my baby, she's so fine. Wish she'd come to see me sometime. She say she don't love me, look at the shape I'm in. Don't wanna see me, look at the hole I'm in. Well, she called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. My baby called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. My baby called to Katie, she bought me a ticket to ride. And I rode off right along beside. I still love that hard-headed woman of mine. All right, Jack, play something beautiful for me.
She called to Katie, lend me a mule to ride. Now she called to Katie, lend me a mule to ride. My baby called to Katie, she bought me a ticket to ride. I rode off right along beside. I still love the hearted woman of mine. Now I still love that hard-headed woman of mine. Now I still love that hard-headed woman of mine.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought when I was a kid, growing up in the age of the guitar gods, that you had to be somebody particularly special to play a guitar. And I still kind of feel that way because I think it's a very special instrument. But I grew up not daring to play a guitar until I got really bored. We got snowed in the mountains one night. I remember the first chords I learned on a guitar were on his old Gibson 12 string. And if you want an experience, try having tender brand new fingers and learning to play on a 12 string guitar. That's an experience.
Yeah.
Just a few weeks after that, it was a winter, and I left for the South with an old guitar. And I started playing this kind of music. It was people like John Prine and Steve Goodman, you know, people like David Bromberg, all the folk singers, all the bluegrass musicians, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and all those bands that were the psychedelic era bands and the Laurel Canyon bands that were popular when I was a kid, they were playing this music. What is Americana was what the band brought us in the late 60s. The band invented Americana, if you want to really, and all those other bands. The Grateful Dead were a jug band before they were the Grateful Dead. Somewhere along the line, I was in Jamaica and spent a big chunk of the summer of 74 in Jamaica. And so my first bands, when I plugged in electric guitar, were reggae bands. And for years, I played world music. I left music for a while.
What happened during your hiatus that got you into Latino music?
I got really discouraged. I haven't gone a day in the last 15 years without an instrument in my hand. And I took a break, and it lasted a long time. I ended up teaching Japanese karate for the next 10 years. Came back to music because a very good friend of mine who was a physician and his wife said, you need to find your voice again. And I pulled the old electric guitar out of the closet and started fiddling around with it. And then when I finally decided to make music again, it was I was kind of excited about Latin, about Cuban music, old Cuban guajiras and sons and stuff. So I put together this thing that became a 12-piece orchestra. And for the next 5 years, I had the pleasure of being that guy that was with that band that had the three girls singing. I wanted to take a break from that. I ended up sitting on the front porch for a couple of years with this acoustic guitar, playing these old songs that I had learned on. And it became this music that we're doing tonight. For me, my personal road journey was through all those places, was through West Africa and Jamaica and Cuba and back home playing a bluegrass or a blues or whatever it is. The Americana thing means all that music that we play, blues, bluegrass, Memphis, Chicago, New Orleans, you know, South Central Georgia where half my family is from or West Texas where the swing is. I burned up all your pictures yesterday. Went to sleep on a bottle of rosy red. Woke up this morning feeling almost gone. With them damn pictures rolling through my head. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. And do what I gotta do to get you out of my mind. Walk down to the corner for a cup of strong black joe.
Down to the corner for a coffee.
Stare out the diner window at the setting sun. But every single woman who sashayed on by,
pretty mama,
reminded me that you were the one. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind.
turn you, mama, out of my mind. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. Do what I gotta do to get you out of my mind. Hey, Jock, have some of this, will you? Women and a whole lot of whiskey, too.
A whole lot of women and whiskey.
Whole new way of looking at life.
Whole new way.
Tried to drown myself in a deep, deep river of sorrow.
Drowning in sorrow, sorrow.
Tried to forget that I ever called you my wife. Gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. Gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. And do what I gotta do to.
Thank you, thank you.
Philadelphia Phil. What was it that drew you to Dan? It sounds like you all are really kindred spirits and like you've fueled each other's musical lives over the last 4 or 5 years. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I never knew I was looking for a harmonica. Probably one of the few instruments I hadn't played with or recorded with or appeared on a stage with previous to that was a harmonica. I don't think I'd ever done a show with a harmonica player before that. I started playing music, playing the guitar. Now, much like Danny, I played other instruments as a kid. Snare drum and piano and stuff like that. And I started playing guitar because all my friends played guitars. It was the time. It was the beginning of the state of affairs we have today in this country where folks like us are, well, I'm kind of a dime a dozen because everybody plays a guitar. When I got to be a teenager and got a driver's license, started running around, we didn't have pianos you could throw in the back of a Volkswagen Beetle and go off to a party with or head off to the mountains with. Or as I did, I bought a $35 used Epiphone guitar. He wanted to be a rock star, so he wanted to buy a pedal to make his electric guitar sound fat. For $35, I got this great guitar, and I got it in a Mel Bay chord book and a Hank Williams songbook, and I threw them in the back of an old beat-up Volkswagen Beetle, left for New Orleans with my friend John, who, in fact, had moved to my hometown after his dad retired out of the military in Indiana. So there was a weird Indiana thing going on even way back then. We left for New Orleans, and by the time I got back, after time in New Orleans and Mississippi and Florida and Georgia.
What time is this?
A few months later, I could play some.
When was this?
This was 1975.
Okay.
This was for Mardi Gras 1975.
Got to wonder how bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Everybody staring out to sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be? How bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Rain like a wall rolling in from the sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
100,000 people trying to get out of town. Better make it on up to higher ground. Levee don't hold, we're all gonna drown. Rain came in out and the rain came down. Got to wonder how bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Everybody staring out to sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be? How bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
dropping in from the sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Levy all the Long Lake Pontchartrain train, bulging straight in the pouring rain. Lake broke loose, the water rolls up, filled my city like a little tin cup. Got to wonder how bad can it be.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Everybody's staring out to sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be, how bad can it be.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Rain like a wall rolling in from the sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Lord, oh Lord, can't believe my eyes. Enough to make a grown man cry. Won't somebody tell me why? Old folks, poor folks left to die. Fire, come water, come judgment day. Good Lord willing, I'll be okay. Got no place else to go anyway. Got to wonder how bad can it be.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Everybody staring out to sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be, how bad can it be.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Rain like a wall rolling in from the sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Rain like a wall.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be? How bad can it be?
Hey, I'd like to thank our guests, Phil, Danny, Jade, Jack, and Rusty, Philadelphia Phil and friends, for being here with us on Red Barn Radio tonight. What a great evening we had. I also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Bar Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker, tonight's rusty host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, folks, go well.
Driving, striving, sitting out in traffic, just surviving. Bad day, everyone's in my way. A woman swerves in front of me, surprising. Well, she's not looking, she's not alone. Put down that low-down, dirty, stinking phone. We're eating, got good seating. In a fancy restaurant, I'm treating so fine, drinking lots of wine. My girl puts up a phone because it's ringing. Baby, this ain't the office, we're not at home. Put down that low down, dirty ass sticking phone. Kissing, hugging, we had a grand old time and now we're loving. Love charms, feels good in my arms. But the glowing light behind me is bugging. Baby, Facebook can wait. for your update. Put down that low down dirty ass stinking phone. All right, Jack. Getting busy now, we're grooving. Feels good, like it should. In all my manly ways, I am proving. Well, I turn around, she's texting upside down. Put down that low down, dirty ass stinking phone. Singing, swinging. I'm up on the stage because I'm. Hello? Hey, baby, what's going on? No, I'm not doing nothing. The music? I don't know, somebody's radio's up too loud. No, I ain't been drinking. No, there are no pretty girls here. Hey, baby, you know what? Yeah, you're breaking up. Yeah, I better go. Bye. Well, the future's here, but you live it alone if you don't put down that low down dirty. Stinking phone. Ring, ring, y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank High on Art and Coffee in the Woodland Triangle for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Wake up to the vision with High on Art and Coffee. Red Barn Radio would like to thank Philadelphia Phil and friends for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.